What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's a weird, just go with me on this. It's a weird phrase, I know. It's an expression I've heard for years, mostly watching things like ESPN. And I always thought it was interesting. You win, you get the chicken dinner. It's like a, hey, good job, here's good food. I never really understood the point. It never made a whole lot of sense, but it sounded cool, so you just go with it. Winning something we often care about a lot. I was watching earlier professional Valorant play, and I was interested to see if the team I really like won. They did win some of their games. You know, we watch professional athletics. You want to see if the Lakers win the NBA title, or if the Atlanta Braves, unfortunately, you know, win the World Series. They didn't quite make it there, but they got close. Proud of them. Winning's something that's really interesting to us, in and out of nerddom. We want to know who wins American Idol, or the Sing-Off, or American Ninja Warrior. You want to see who wins. I think sometimes we overly emphasize who wins. Whether it's our own arguments with our family members or friends, or professional athletics, esports, elections. We really, really heavily emphasize who wins and how much it means for them to have won. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, that concept of who wins, especially when it comes to today. And something occurred to me. Well, more than likely, God reminded me of something. I'm going to read something from Romans chapter 8. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, or who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor any height or depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter what happens today, be it in the election or in the next professional Valorant match, this Sunday's, no matter whoever wins, whoever loses, ultimately, God has the victory in all of it. We can't lose sight of that. Is our world perfect? No. Are we going to struggle? Are we going to face trials and tribulations? Yeah. Are things always going to turn out the way we expect? No. But ultimately, and I want us to not lose sight of this, because I think I do sometimes. I very much know I do sometimes. Verse 37, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're conquerors because God already has the victory. That's it. That's the end of it. God's already won. Jesus made the sacrifice. Christ won the victory. He wins. He defeats Satan. And because Jesus is the conqueror, we are more than conquerors through him because he loves us. No matter what you're dealing with in your own life, or what you're dealing with in the world around you, I want you to hang in there. God's already won the victory. It may not be perfect right now, but ultimately, in him, it will be. Don't lose sight of that. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerdy Devo awesomeness, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. For the Daily Nerd Devo, until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, God made you special. He loves you very much.